A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. Then Jesus got into the boat, followed by his disciples. Without warning, a storm broke over the lake, so violent that the waves were breaking right over the boat. But he was asleep. And so they went to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are going down." And he said to them, "Why are you so frightened, you men of little faith?" And with that, he stood up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and all was calm again. The men were astounded and said, "Whatever kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage has always been a very popular one. There are many pieces of artwork relating to it, and many sermons and discourses. And about 30 years or so ago, there was used to be a song we sang, "Who can this man be? The winds and the sea obey him." It must have been a significant event in the time of Jesus, as it's recorded also in Mark and Luke, but with some variations. In this version in Matthew's Gospel, which was written about the year 80 AD or so, when the early followers of Jesus in the bark of Peter were facing difficult times, we can see some of this in the Acts of the Apostles, and we can get a glimpse further from the history of the time, and we see the difficulties that those early Christians were facing. And no doubt, the way Mark has written this passage, saying that they had followed Jesus into the bark, and then when they became frightened, they forgot about the authority that he had. In our own times, we are not short of a few storms either. They crop up in our own lives, in our families or communities, one way or another, even in our parishes, and sometimes even at diocesan level. Things just don't work out for the best, and there are polarized viewpoints and a lot of to-ing and fro-ing about the matter. And all the time we're in the midst of these storms, we can easily forget that we've followed Jesus into this boat anyway, and that he's still there with us, even through this storm. And it's by turning to Jesus that we can sometimes get our true bearing in the storm. The sort of things that can shake our church communities include the increasing polarization. There are the people on the one side who can cope with little or no change in any expression of faith or prayers or church organization. And then on the other side, there are those whose faith and understanding are able to include all manner of change or expression or adaptation or incorporation of new people and varying attitudes. Here in Auckland, recently, the Dominican men shook the comfort of many of our Catholics and Christians in this country when they gave hospitality for a couple of years to an Algerian asylum seeker. He had been in jail and then was out on bail while his case was finally being discerned and judged. Many people still don't believe that asylum seeker was fundamentally a good man, and it was a misinterpretation of everything that caused his sorry plight and the reluctance of our country to receive him. The bark of Peter was again shaken and quite a bit swamped recently when one of our friars undertook a recent ploughshares-type action. Many people still can't understand it. But prophetic actions demand attention. They capture the attention of many. And some are slow to change or too slow to see the value of certain actions deliberately taken. Just as in today's first reading from the prophet Amos, we are reminded that it's unwise to refuse to prophesy, and that's one of the tasks of Christians in our world of today, which is facing so much that is of unsatisfactory value, or little or no value, or even harmful to our citizens. It's salutary for strong action to be taken, and it takes patience and time for all the people in the boat to understand and realize what is happening.